downstream. And I'd just like to reassure you that all of that to be true. So in terms of people, in terms of the manner, in terms of the effort that's put into things, in terms of the love that I have seen, I'm very moved here. This is my first time. Everyone was very loving, and everyone was trying to look after myself, and I speak on behalf of Dave Mandelmus as well. But he is an incredible servant of God, and we've known him for a long time, and that's to be expected. But this is the first time I'm here. And to see the same level of love and the same level of care, and to see your dedication to the service, and to see the dedication of the youth and the service of the fathers. I'm blessed that I travel in many parts of the world and serve youth, while at the same time I have my own youth ministry in England, which is a wonderful thing because I can then take things from everywhere and try to use them. And I assure you there are many, many things I'll be taking back from here to use in our own conferences and our own work back in England. One of the most important things I will take back is your love and your stewardship to Christ and your image that you bring forth of God. It is not the easiest thing in the world to bring together four, almost 500 young people, especially when they're cops. Now the center is still standing, which is good. And from what I hear, you have a Sharif here. From what I hear, I think things have been very good on the security side as well, and on the organizational side, I don't think there have been any major problems. The thing we need to do, however, is you've heard lots of good words and lots of messages, and you've seen many things, you've interacted with one another, you've been together for this time. But I think what you need to do is take this home with you. Don't leave it here. It's very easy to hear words and have them evaporate by the time you get home. Don't leave them here. Take them with you. Take the words with you. Take the meanings with you. Take everything with you. So that you can keep living according to the message you've heard. It's not enough to hear the word of God. When we pray the prayer before listening to the gospel and the liturgy, we pray and say, let us hear and act according to the Holy Gospel. It's not enough to hear the word of God, we have to live by it. It's very easy to be in a good environment here at the moment, because there aren't too many distractions, there aren't too many things that are going on.
That's a distraction.
Except for that. Can we turn that off now? Will we start off the challenge?
Off the floor.
Function F7, do anything.
So here there aren't too many distractions. Some things can be wrong, some of them will be too much. You don't have too many distractions, you're pretty much in an isolated setting where all you've been doing for the past 3 days is hearing the word of God and living the word of God and being in good company and being around your spiritual fathers and Sayyidina and other people who've been here. It's been a good, wholesome environment. Now what you need to do is to realize that that is really what sets you free. There are no pretenses, there are no pressures. You can be yourselves, you can be Christians. It's very, very difficult to be a Christian in the world now. strengthened. Because Christian principles and ethics mean that you go against all of it. And when you try to live according to those, you seem very strange. And so some of us opt out for the easy option, and we just don't. So that we're not branded as being different, or not looked upon as being different. But that in itself is servitude, that in itself is bondage. Because we are only free in Christ, only. Nothing else. We are only free in Christ. And as long as we are with Him and He is with us, we're free. Now He is always with us. He's within us all the time. But only with Him. Remember the fact that you have a champion on your side. You have a champion who can always set you free. No matter how many times you fall into bondage, no matter how many times you stoop, you have a champion who can set you free every time. When you leave this place, try to maintain those thoughts. Try as much as you can, as I've said to separate groups, I've said to you all, and I've said to everyone I meet, take some time out every day to spend with God. Start with 15 minutes. Spend 15 minutes with God. Spend 15 minutes just to share your life with Him and to ask Him to be there in your life as well. In those 15 minutes, if you want to do a small prayer, a small Bible reading, according to whatever time you're on, if you want to pray at the end of it, but the most important thing is in the middle, even for 5 or 10 minutes, you take some quiet time. Just think. Switch off your cell phones, close your door. The world is not going to end in 10 minutes. But that 10 minutes will rejuvenate and regenerate you to levels that you could not imagine. Did anyone take up the 5-minute option last night, just sitting and thinking?
Yes.
Which hands up for you? Did anyone feel it made a difference? We run from place to place. We spend our whole lives running. And when you run, you're tired. You run somewhere and you sit down and you're exhausted. And then you get up and you run to the next place and you're exhausted. You get to run to the next place. But when you take a rest and you take a break out of the madness that we're given, you really can feel the peace that you need to live in this world. It's enough to have madness and hyperactivity outside, but to have that internalized as well is damaging. So at times, at least, we need to sit still. One of the most wonderful verses in the Bible, and it's one of the shortest, is just, "Be still, I am God." It's almost a reassurance. Don't worry. Settle down, calm down. Take a breather. I'm here. I'm the Almighty. I'm the Omnipotent. I have the world in my hand. I have your life in my hand. Just take a break. Be still. That's what we need to do. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen now, but if I can say to you and if I can say to you on behalf of my colleagues, Grace and Musa, and myself, that I am sure as he, thank you very, very much for your hospitality, for your love. Thank you for being with Christians. It's always refreshing to see young people living with God. It's always refreshing to see that what we say isn't just theory. It can actually be practiced. And in your eyes, and in your faces, and in your actions over the past few days, we've seen the Word of God personified. The Word of God actively moving. Because you are all Gospels. You are all living, moving, breathing Gospels. And if you want people to know about Christianity, no book in the world and no lecture in the world, and no words in the world will have the same effect as a good Christian life in something. You are free in Christ. You are strong in Him. And through Him being our Father, He holds us in His hand. He protects us and He guides us. And He keeps His kingdom waiting for us. I'd like to say a very, very big thank you, first of all, for the fathers who, I'm sure you know, it's very, very difficult for them to leave their ministry for so long and be here for 3 full days. So I think that shows an incredible amount of respect. Amount of dedication and love to each and every one of you. So I think you should be very appreciative of that. I've got to thank everyone who's been working behind the scenes, from Peter and Mary to just to be up here doing all this, to your technical people who've been over here and have always been behind on the other side of the camera so no one can see them, to people who will keep pointing video cameras at us. and still photography cameras at us for the whole time. You wouldn't want to be paranoid around this place. to everyone who's done everything, it's the security, guys, security need a hand. Can we get everybody in here? Can you call everybody in? Technology was absolutely phenomenal. It was wonderful. It was very good. The video presentations that I've seen have also been very, very good. Everyone who's worked, the whole spirit around the place, and most of all of you. Because without you, no one would appreciate the place, no one would appreciate the directors, no one would have helped the people doing security, no one has supported the fathers, so it is all about you. So I thank you all from the bottom of my heart, and I look forward to seeing you soon.